Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallon, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's Sallon, like in Pastor Drew Sams. That's like in Surfer Drew. Because Surfer Drew is in Hawaii right now, and he is not joining us. He must be hitting the waves as we speak. So, Pastor Drew, you're missed. Have a wonderful and much-deserved vacation. In his stead, we are going to have two medium-sized segments with Dr. Jennifer Weberman, back from maternity leave. Dr. Weberman is a psychologist and parent coach with over a decade of experience, doing all sorts of good things for children, teens, and parents. She is now a new mom herself to baby Serena Sky, and she is back with us. Hello, Dr. Jennifer.
Hi, Bruce. How are you? I missed you last week.
Yes. Jennifer had a mom moment where she mixed up the days. And it made me laugh. It just made me laugh. She was horrified.
I'm so glad.
Okay. I just giggled because it's not that big a deal. I can vamp without her, but it was so sweet. Her reaction was so sweet. Anyway, I am well. Please give us a health and welfare update on baby Serena Sky.
She is doing fantastically. I don't know if this was the case the last time we spoke on the air, but she is now sleeping through the night. So,
wonderful. What, is she 7 weeks old?
Yeah, she's 7 weeks on Monday.
Oh, good guess.
It's phenomenal. So if I feed her and put her down around 11 o'clock at night, she won't wake up till about 6:30.
Oh, you are so bloody lucky. Do you have any idea?
Yes, we do a happy dance about it every single day.
Oh, wow. And you're in your new house.
Yes, surrounded by boxes and piles of garbage. We are in the new house, and we have electricians in the house as we speak, drilling holes in the ceiling, putting light fixtures in. So it's good times over here.
Well, it's exciting, okay? At least you know you're definitely not bored. And life is just a cornucopia of activity, and it's better than not being that way. So I'm thrilled for you.
I wouldn't trade it for anything.
So listen, we're talking about dating as a single parent on Dad Chat tonight. I hope you'll be able to join us. I don't know if you remember dating, because I think you dated back in the 60s or maybe the 50s. I know you weren't even born then, but I actually dated. I began dating in the late 60s, so I do have some memory of dating. It's a lot different. You must, in your practice, since you deal with a lot of kids, deal with plenty of single parents. So this issue of dating as a single parent, I'm not sure you and I will be on the same page, but I'd love your initial thoughts on that topic.
Yeah, it's definitely something I see in my practice. And I was looking at Dave Taylor's little blurb for Dad Chat tonight and some of the common questions about dating as a single parent. And I think those are really popular questions. You know, what do I tell the kids? How do I tell them?
When do I tell them?
When do I introduce the new partner? What if my kids are still hoping I get back together with their mom and their dad? Sleepovers allowed? I thought those were really good questions. And I'd be happy to start there and just take it away from there.
As you wish. I'll tell you the big one for me.
Please.
When I was taking care of my boys alone, I was advised by everybody, particularly therapists, you do not introduce your kids to anybody you're dating before you've seen them at least 6 months. And I took huge exception with that, because 6 months of seeing somebody once a week versus 2 months of seeing somebody four times a week is completely different. The length of time to me is arbitrary. The depth of feeling that you might have for someone can take place in a month or two, not in a date or two, and it could take a year. So I hated that arbitrariness, particularly since I had the kids all the time. And what's your response to that?
I agree with you. I think 6 months is a nice benchmark. It gives somebody something to aim for, but I think that a cookie cutter approach is not going to work. I think the advice might come from the fact that most of us are not skilled daters. And if the world is filled with people who don't date well, then the idea is if you date the person for longer, maybe you'll have more information. But if you trust your judgment, and you've been dating someone for 3 months, 4 months, and you have very deep feelings for them, and you know confidently that this is the person that you want in your life, then there's nothing wrong with introducing your children earlier.
Okay, so the fact that I brought over every girl I dated a second time, that was, of course, no problem, right?
Yeah, the revolving door of girlfriends and boyfriends, also not such a good idea. It's, you know,
but the irony is,
someone,
this is what I faced in only my situation. Do I lie to my boys that I'm dating? Or do I tell them that I'm dating? Because I had them 24/7. So I chose to involve them in the process. They, thank God, had no expectation that my ex or their mom and I would get back together. They're also boys, and girls, I think, have a bigger fantasy of that. But I involve them. I am now on this new journey to find a woman that I, God willing, might marry again or certainly will be a partner with, and that might be a good stepmom to you guys. So I told them what I was doing. And when I went on out on a date and had a babysitter, they knew I was going out on a date. I didn't bring over the girls, joking aside, until there was something going on, which happened about 4 or 5 times before I met my wife over a 5-year period. So they only met 4 or 5 of the women I dated during that 5-year period.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my choice.
How mature your children are, how old they are, and how much they've been able to process whatever separation was with the other parent. Because not every single
I need to interrupt you. We have
divorce.
To take a quick break. Hold that thought. Let's continue this right after the break, okay?
Sure. Here's your first kid. Round 2, 3 years later, it's time to leave showbiz. Gets a divorce, now he's single again. Time to start slaying with ladies, cause he's the man. Settles down a couple years later with a dope wife. Soon after, has a revelation, reinvents his life.